Blog Talk Radio. Domestic Violence Awareness Podcast. My guest today is Wanda McKinley. Good morning, Wanda.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
I've got some feedback here, so let me get rid of that. Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I have to admit that although I know what it is, domestic violence, I was not as aware as I should have been. So I'm in that segment of the society that knows about domestic abuse and partner abuse, but I never really paid much attention to it because although it happened to me in my life, something I was focused on. Can I say that? Okay. And I think I speak for many individuals. We are aware of the violence of, against men and women, women and men. But if it's not happening in our house, we are not in tune. But this past summer, because of my relationship with you, Wanda, and with Shondell Wilhite, my eyes have really been open. It really opened up to the abuse towards women and men. And we don't think about that. But it happens every day. And every 20 minutes, 20 people are physically and or mentally abused by an intimate partner. That's not me saying this. That comes from the Center of Disease Control. And recently we have, unfortunately, football players that bring light to this. You know, it's something that is not as prevalent as it was before. Or we don't hear about it. Say we don't hear about it as much. But now we are beginning to bring aware. And in my mind, domestic violence is not just in October, it's once a year, it's every day. And that's why I decided to create a podcast to allow women and men to come on the podcast and share their stories of empowerment. Because this is something that they were in, they may still be in, but now they're doing different things, such as Wanda McKinley. And we'll talk about what she's doing in just a minute. But I want to share something with the audience that, of course, I found on the internet, where else? And those are signs, warning signs of a domestic abuser. And I don't know if we've ever talked about this. I learned so much. The first warning sign, and make some notes. This is a note-taking time, homework time. And think about maybe not your partner, but people that you are around, that you watch. One warning sign is jealousy. And Wanda, feel free to add any comments you'd like to add in on these warning signs.
Okay.
The second warning sign is controlling behavior. See, and controlling behavior. The next warning sign is quick involvement. Anyone that wants this list can find it on my Facebook page once we're done with the show. The next warning sign is unrealistic expectations. It can come from a perfect husband, a perfect wife, a mother. And we don't think about mothers and fathers, do we?
Hmm.
So, Wanda, you got a story about that, I know.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Isolation is another warning sign. Blame shifting for problems. I think many of us are maybe familiar with that. And blame shifting for feelings. Hypersensitivity, cruelty to animals and children, playful use of sex, forced sex, rigid gender roles, and verbal abuse. Now, we don't think, it's in my experience, that may not be something that we think of as, oh, well, he just said a bad word, you know, he didn't mean it. I've joined several domestic violence awareness groups in the past several weeks, and one question that they've asked when you join the group is that, do you think abusers change? I'm going to ask that question to the audience today. We'll talk about that. What does the Bible say about domestic violence? There are a number of verses. And it's interesting because when we think about the Bible, we don't think too much that the Bible says a lot about it. But the question is not what the church says about it, what Scripture says. What the Scripture said. So I'm going to have you read, we don't have a lot of time, Psalms 11:5. One verse. The second verse is Proverbs 3:17. And that is, strike that, James 1:19-20. And yes, Proverbs 10:6 and Proverbs 10:11. Again, these will be posted on my website. So the Bible has a lot to say. The question I ask you again is to open up the floor for answers, and Wanda, you and I will talk about this once
okay.
you tell your, give me your testimony, your story, is do abusers change? Ms. Wanda McKinley, humanitarian, author, keynote speaker, mother, entrepreneur, is on our show today. She just finished her first book. She's been authored before, but this book is hers. So, Wanda, why don't you share your story and provide some content regarding your nonprofit, information regarding your nonprofit, and how you can be reached, okay? Go right ahead.
Thank you so much. I want to also thank you, Janice, for the opportunity, because anytime giving the opportunity to share my testimony is a blessing. I am the founder of a nonprofit organization called We Are Survivors. We Are Survivors was a vision that God gave me. God took me through what I went through so that I would be able to help others who have or still may be walking in the shoes that I walked in. I am a survivor of family and domestic violence. I went through over 22 consecutive years. I was molested by my biological father from the age of 6 to 12. By the age of 13, my stepfather raped me, taking my virginity. Also at the age of 13, my biological father told me that he wanted to be my first, and he then raped me. So from the age of 13 to 18, I was raped simultaneously by my biological father as well as my stepfather. Thinking that I had escaped that life, at the age of 19, I met my ex-husband, who mentally, emotionally, verbally, physically, and sexually abused me to the age of 31. Many people don't understand why an individual may stay in certain situations. My why for leaving was not for myself, because you have to actually see that for me, my entire life was abused. So that was my normalcy. And I just felt like that's how and what was meant for me. But being a mother, my why for leaving was my daughter. I did not want my daughter to grow up and repeat the cycle, because what people don't understand is learned behavior. That father or that mother learned that from when they were brought up. So when you see something and you feel like that's how it's supposed to be, then you repeat that behavior. And for me, I just thank God that he showed me this is not the way of life. Yes, my child, I had you walk through this because you're going to help others and you're going to bring others through it. But this is not what life is about. I didn't bring you on this earth to be hurt. But what I want you to do is to show people I exist. And the only way they're going to see it is by you telling your testimony and showing them what I brought you through. So for me, it was God and my daughter. And I wanted my daughter to understand that, yes, these things your father did. And, yes, these things your grandfather did. But what I want you to do is make sure you keep your relationship with them intact. I don't want you to build your relationship with your loved ones based on what they did to me. And that was one thing that I just kept in preaching in my daughter, because I want you to love your father that is your father, and I want you to love your grandfather. So for me, through what God took me through, I one night was given the vision, and We Are Survivors formed, and We Are Survivors, once again, helps abuse men, women, and children. My initial view was just women and children. People are just, they're drawn to help women and children, and the men are left out when it's men that are being abused as well, and it's so many of them. So I was having so many men come up to me, and I didn't have an answer, because that was not where my heart was, until one day God opened it up and said, please include the men. We Are Survivors we can be found, our webpage. We have so much good information and how you can actually reach out to one of us, because everyone that's on the board is also a survivor of domestic violence. And I'm thankful for that, because they too can understand and relate to anyone that reaches out to us. Our website is www.wearesurvivorsfoundation.org. Because of the organization, I have truly been blessed to receive a humanitarian award, which has allowed me to travel to places like Europe, Finland. I've also just returned recently from Nigeria. I've been to places like Germany, and it is amazing. It doesn't matter what part of the country we live in, we all go through similar things in life, and we all feel what we feel, and because of that, we can help one another. Viewing all of the stuff that I have been around, we've come up with what we call a We Are Survivors Empowerment Visual Journal. And what that is, as I've learned, so many people internalize their feelings in different ways. And so a lot of people, because of that, express what they're going through, what they're feeling in different ways. Well, this journal allows you to not only write down your feelings and your thoughts, but if you feel like drawing a picture to illustrate your words, or if you want to cut and paste and do a collage, you can do that and then interpret, as well as have motivational quotes that you can read and draw from as you're writing down or coloring or cutting out your emotions and your feelings.
Well, let's, you know, and these are all great things. Go ahead and give your contact information one more time. And I would like to go ahead and do that.
Okay. The website, once again, is www.wearesurvivorsfoundation.org. The phone number is 214-454-2933.
Great. Now, let's talk a little bit about your journey, understanding that you're no longer in that. But how is it, how did it affect you?
It affects me every single day. Now, what people have to realize is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
In what way?
My decisions, my motivation, how I'm feeling that day. It could be something as simple as a song that will send me back to a moment in time where I was in an abusive situation. How I raised my daughter affected. My daughter was not allowed to leave out, go outside the house. She could not stay with a family member or a friend or even go to daycare till she was 5 years old. I needed to make sure that she was able to totally communicate with me in complete sentences where I could understand if someone was touching her or doing something inappropriately. So, and because of that fear, she couldn't have company. And like I said, she couldn't go outside. So my daughter now understands, but that was a struggle for her. And she would joke about it. But abuse affects your everyday life, your everyday decisions, how you handle a certain situation, how you approach someone, your trust in individuals. It alters you. No matter if you hadn't started your healing process or going through your healing process, or you are at a point where you feel you are completely healed, there's going to be a trigger in your life. There are triggers that's going to remind you of what you've gone through, because, yes, God says to forgive, but we will never forget.
So, and that bears a question, two questions for me. Number one, forgiveness is tough. You don't forget. You never forget. Second question is, do you believe that abusers change?
Okay, well, the forgiveness is extremely tough, but it's a must. And it is a must because if you do not forgive your abusers, that person still has the control over you, because you're still holding something against that individual. And many times that individual has gone on with their lives, and unfortunately for you, they're not even thinking about you anymore. And I say unfortunate because you feel like you're owed something, like you feel like you have an apology or something needs to be done from that person, and that person does not view what they did to you the same manner that you view what they did. So the forgiveness has to be done. And secondly, does an abuser change? My father's sickness was focused towards me. Did he abuse anyone else within the family besides, as far as children was concerned? No. It was his delusions were on me. Now I learned later on that he physically abused my mother. He has a manipulation in the control part of him because his current wife, I don't know if he physically, I've watched him mentally and verbally abuse her. And these are just characteristics of my father. My stepfather, for a lack of a better term, so people understand the role he played in my life, I haven't been around him since I was 18 years old, but he called me recently this year, and he is still in the mindset of him in love with me and wanting to be with me. I think it's a sickness, and I think people can have rehabilitation, but those thoughts and those feelings, those memories will always be with them. Do they necessarily act on them? I think some people, because they acknowledge what they did was wrong and want to truly change, they can change and do better, but those tendencies are going to still be there.
I understand. Well, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook, on Twitter, and on LinkedIn and answer the question, do you think a domestic violence abusers change? And basically, Wanda, what I hear you saying is it's possible, but because it is a sickness, it is inert unless they get some physical help, mental help, that more than likely that it's not something that's going to happen. Did I hear you say that, basically?
Yes. Yes, but yeah, because they're in need help. It's not something that they can wake up and say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I actually spoke to a reformed abuser on my show, and he has several degrees and is very educated, and he was the abuser. But what he did was he turned his life around, and now he's helping others. So with help, and a person has to want to do better, has to want to change. And first and foremost, you have to acknowledge you have a problem. Because if you don't acknowledge it, there's no change. There's no room for change.
On that note, we're going to get the 800 number, which is 1-800-799-SAFE. 1-800-799-SAFE. That is the USDA Domestic Violence Hotline phone number. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Thank you.
Don't go away.
When I'm walking down the street, people are looking at me. What they see is a masterpiece, created by Tiffany. Sounds different types of design, and I am simply and wonderfully made. I may not look like you and you me, but that's the way it's supposed to be. Let it be you, let it be me, and let it be different than you see.
We're back. with Ms. Wanda McHenry, and we are discussing Domestic Violence Awareness is Every Day, not just in the month of October. We have an event coming up, and that event is scheduled for next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Fort Worth, Texas, at JMA and Associates Media Studios, and Ms. Wanda McKinley will be there with her entourage, I would say. Wanda, your topic for next week will be empowerment.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
you're launching your new consulting practice. Can you share
yes.
with the audience about your practice?
Yes. With the new practice, I'm truly excited about it. One thing about me many people don't know is I am a certified hypnotist. And with the focus on really understanding why we make the decisions that we make, it's going to be focused on truly having someone look at themselves. Review their thought processes. And honestly, like I said, the focus is to why do we act the way we act? Why do we respond? Why do we say what we do? Why do we kind of drift to a certain kind of person? And it's just going to be more so of a person really taking, removing the mask. I have a saying that says, hear me roar. And we roar for all the things that represent ourselves. We, as women, we go through so much in life every single day, just getting up, going to work, getting the kids ready. If you're married, if you have a boyfriend, we always seem to take time out to help others. And with this new venture of mine, it's going to be focused on the woman, the individual, her issues. What are things about yourself that you feel no one even notices? So I'm really looking forward to having some different modules and different areas of focus for us women.
Great, great. And this will be an online platform that you will be introducing next Saturday,
yes,
and
ma'am.
You will offer a free quotation, a group workshop. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I think that is so exciting. Just want people to go out there and see what it's about. And a lot of times, you know, different programs, they give you a test run to see if it's right for you. Even if you try it and feel like, hey, this would probably work good for me or somebody might like this, I'm even open for ideas because this is not just a Wanda effort, it is a group effort because I believe we can all help someone.
On that note, we have 10 seconds. Would you kindly give us your contact number again? And if anyone
yes,
wants
ma'am.
To get more information about your coaching and consulting, they can give you a call, correct?
Yes. For the coaching and consulting, the number is 214-966-5152. Again, for the coaching and consulting, the number is 214-966-5152. For We Are Survivors, if you're in a domestic violence situation, it's 214-454-2933.
Wanda McKinley, guess what? We're out of time. What a great show. Lots of pertinent information. Useful
yes.
information. And we'll be back tomorrow with a new guest. Check me out on Facebook And by the way, all the information we've given you today will be on the Facebook page. The characteristics for abusers, all the contact information, and more importantly, if you know of anyone, anyone at all, that you would like to share, who would like to share their stories to help someone else who's going through or who's been through abuse, please call me. My number is 682-352-3014. My 800 number is 1-800-200-2476. It doesn't matter where in the country they are. Again, 800-200-2476. Take care. Wanda, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And goodbye for now.
Goodbye. Thanks, everyone.